Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. The U.S. and other world governments have imposed extensive financial and economic sanctions on Russia over its invasion of Ukraine. Many of these sanctions have been relatively easy to circumvent, as Russia can instead export to China, Iran, Venezuela, and other nations that can make payments in currencies other than the U.S. dollar, and by means other than the U.S.-dominated SWIFT international payment system. Also, the U.S. government left a huge loophole in not initially barring imports of Russian oil. Even though the Biden administration now claims it will bar such Russian imports, the government is seeking alternative sources of energy from Russian allies. The Russian government has taken actions that are already hurting the financial well-being of Americans. However, it has not yet taken one step that could potentially destroy the American financial system. What if Russia and its allies, Iran and Venezuela, suddenly announced that all future exports of oil and natural gas to the U.S. must be paid for in physical gold? Uh-oh. Russia has been building its central bank gold reserves for the past several years. As a percentage of gross domestic product, Russia's central bank gold reserves are almost four times as large as America's. At the prices of gold and oil as of the beginning of this week, assuming they didn't rise, the U.S. would have to deliver more than 1 million ounces of gold every month to Russia, Iran, and Venezuela to pay for these imports. This action would have an even more devastating effect on the U.S. dollar. By displacing this volume of dollars used in international commerce, it is almost certain that hundreds of billions of U.S. dollars currently outside the country would no longer need to be held by foreigners. These dollars would be quickly repatriated to the U.S. Treasury to be paid off by delivery of American goods and services and ownership in American companies and real estate. Such an action would quickly lead to a significant decline in the standard of living for the average American, more devastating than any military action might inflict. Pray that the Russian government does not take this step. That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.